Zimbabweans are normally gripped by the festive mood this time of the year, but indications are that there is little to celebrate this time. Despite subdued celebrations, some local people have made resolutions for the coming year. Most of them hope to achieve various goals if the economic situation improves. Chadrick Maria, a teacher who is a moderate beer drinker, has resolved that he won't take the so-called brown bottle anymore in order to get local respect while also improving his welfare.
I believe drinking beer is destroying my personal image, so possibly I will stop drinking.
Another local person in the eastern border city, Shebat Mrazikwa, concurs, noting that he is upset that the government made unexplained deductions on his delayed December salary. He says deductions of up to $48 need urgent action, like quitting beer drinking.
2016, my resolution is to quit beer because I no longer have the money to entertain myself. The little I was earning, they took one quarter of my salary as a pension. So I'm left out with nothing.
Some locals like Christopher Chigwanda have committed themselves to ensuring that they work hard for their families, even if the economic situation does not improve in Zimbabwe.
I shall try by all means to make sure that my family has something to eat. But I should also take note of the economic situation in Zimbabwe and of course the drought which is looming. I foresee disaster, but I shall try and make sure that my family has something.
He says he has met his past resolutions by getting loans to meet some of his goals.
I was able to buy some of the assets that I had wanted to buy, but because of I had to use bank loans, the mere salaries that we have could not suffice to meet some of the goals that I wanted to achieve. But all the same, I look forward to work hard.
But Mrazikwa is disillusioned after failing to meet his 2015 resolution of enrolling for a master's degree at a local university.
The money that I was earning, I failed to even enroll for a diploma course. So everything now in tatters. It's a bleak future.
For Dankamvura resident Edith Nyika, it is hard for her or anyone to make some straightforward resolutions for the year 2016. Nyika says she will take each day as it comes to avoid disappointments as he has done in the past.
2015 was a little bit difficult for us because even in the mostly in the private sector, we are not getting our salaries on time. Even when the salaries were coming, they were coming in bits and pieces.
Simon Shumba, who watches cars in the city, almost shares the same sentiments, though he believes that government has to make concrete resolutions of transforming the economy instead of people making such commitments without having a solid financial backing.
Maybe if the government would improvise the system or of the economic nature of it, you know, just back to the standard, same to the similar years of 1990 or beyond, you know, everything was so nice.
Most people cannot tell what the future is for them, as they say the declining economy is causing havoc in communities that can hardly have food on the table. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.